All right, everyone, welcome to Fourth Alumni. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
What's up?
What's up?
All right.
No play fight. Your banjo.
No, no
play
your banjo this time.
There you go. Wow.
That's a good G-string.
That's fucking great.
Tom's going to have to depart, though. He's got to go shopping for some warm clothing for this weekend.
Fucking idiot.
Oh.
God.
I love my mom.
All right, so we'll talk about the NFL the previous week. The Prince of Promise.
Well, you just got an ire for this guy.
No, I don't. Nick Wright came up with it, and I think it's
yeah, but you just
I don't know what you're talking about.
Trevor Lawrence. Roger is not a fan of Trevor Lawrence.
What, he promised to win or something?
Yeah. He's the Prince of Promise. They thought they'd draft him, and he's going to take him to the Promised Land.
Oh,
and he's home this weekend.
Yeah.
After they
and not
who
in the stadium,
in
but
Miami?
In, on the couch.
Well, Miami's probably going to wish they weren't playing this weekend.
Miami could have won and been at home.
Yeah. That's probably a bigger choke job. Yeah.
There's literally going to be a 75-degree difference.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
Like, that's not an exaggeration.
Miami, Florida, high.
Floridia. What?
Temperature. It's currently 76 degrees in Miami, Florida. And right now in Kansas City, it is 11 with a -8 wind chill.
And 11 is warm compared to tomorrow when you're at the Chiefs game.
Did you hear on 610 they had a, I can't, Jamison.
86 degrees.
His last name was Crowder. It's not Jamison Crowder, not the wide receiver, the defensive back. He played for the Dolphins back in the 2000s or something. He was like, yeah, me and my wife talked about going up there, and then we saw the weather. And I told her it was going to be cold Saturday night, so we can't get in the pool because it's going to be 60. And then I saw what the temp in Kansas City is going to be, and I said, to hell with it.
Smart man.
So they're watching it at home down in Miami. He's like, I'm not making the trip.
So which is worse, choking and missing out altogether, or choking and then having to go play in sub-zero temperatures in Kansas City?
The latter.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, Prince of Promise failed again. Yes, they laid a turd last week.
I would say that's probably the bigger one. I know what Scott's saying.
But it is the bigger one.
It is.
Especially because it's not just the one game.
Well,
you
lost the division to a first-year
coach
and a first-year
quarterback. Who all of a sudden seems to have all the upside in the world, and that was supposed to be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people had Kansas City-Jacksonville as the AFC title game this
Somebody
year?
Somebody sent me a text, I don't know if you guys have seen this, comparing Trevor Lawrence to Daniel Jones.
I sent that.
Yes. He sent that.
Did you?
I sent that.
Understand this. If you get anything sent to your phone that has anything to do with Daniel Jones, it came from Tom.
Tom.
Just, that's what he does.
I don't know. I have a friend at work that he likes to throw things at me like that, too. So.
Not the way Tom does. No one knows how
True.
To. No one knows how to pick at a. A wound that's not scabbed over like Tom.
Trevor Lawrence, and this is where Nick Wright has been saying this since like week four. He was like, this guy will fuck this up, and they will not make the playoffs. And they're like, oh, you're ridiculous, Nick, and your ridiculous takes. And he's like, mark the tape. It's going to happen. And he brought in trumpeteers and stuff because he's the Prince of Promise.
Although he did also say, write it in your book, the Bills aren't going to the playoffs.
He did, but he got one right. He got Jacksonville right and Trevor.
He also predicted the end of the world in 2022, so.
He did do that, somewhat.
Well, but the thing that's funny is like the NFL is so fickle. A year ago, Jacksonville was, they were going to be the upstart.
And then Mahomes sprains his ankle. And all that, and they had all the chance in the world.
And they've been cast off into the darkness now.
After that big comeback against
the Staley.
Chargers.
Let's just call it what it is. It's against Staley.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily the Chargers. It was Staley.
Staley-fied.
Yeah. And then they Yeah, and had everything going for him, and then, yeah, this year, oof. Oof.
The only thing I will say on his defense on that is, what team is it, oof, this year?
Baltimore. Hasn't had moments?
In the NFL.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Baltimore.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Everybody else?
Baltimore still has to do something in the playoffs, though, for me to believe
exactly.
Well, that's always been Baltimore's.
I find this so ironic, hilarious, and fascinating simultaneously. Especially from this specific podcast. And all of us. I'm involved in this too, so I'm not pointing fingers at any one person here. Have said Lamar Jackson can't go to a Super Bowl. Josh Allen can't go to a Super Bowl. Tua can't go to a Super Bowl. They don't have the it. They don't, you know. In a year where most all of us have all said the Chiefs are done, well, then doesn't that mean one of those guys have to go to a Super Bowl?
Trend's going to break this year, or it's not.
Or it's not. I know. I find it fascinating to go. And I've kind of agreed with you guys. You were texting during the Bills game. Here he is, you know, doing
Rivers 2.0.
Yeah, Philip Rivers 2.0.
And then they get a punt return for a
touchdown. Yeah, that one.
And you're not wrong.
Yeah.
He had three turnovers in that game.
I know.
Bad ones.
Who, Mason Rudolph? I mean.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah. Josh Rudolph or Mason Allen? I never can get it right.
I can never. It's fuzzy up here.
The AFC.
And that's the other part that pissed me off the most about Miami. We should be playing the Steelers, damn it. We'd be playing the Steelers.
I would rather be playing Miami because I think the Steelers would be perfectly at home with
the weather.
Which is also going to play into them playing in Buffalo.
Sure.
Can they become a problem for the Bills?
Okay, so the weather here obviously is a story. You know, 0 degree, mm-hmm. 1 degree at kickoff, minus whatever wind chills. But the Buffalo weather, anybody seen that?
Yeah, the foot of snow.
And 60 mile an hour.
But at 26 degrees.
With 60 mile an hour winds and snow, does not sound any better than
after about
what I'm going to go sit in tomorrow.
Once you get below 25, I don't know if I care much.
Oh, no. Tim Grunhard will fucking argue with you on that.
He probably will, but that's Tim Grunhard.
Tim Grunhard was like, I am sick and tired of listening to people say, well, once you get below 25 degrees, it's all the same. It is not. Play in 25 degree weather and in play in 0 degree weather and tell me that there's not a difference. That was Tim Grunhard.
He went on a rant.
Not me. Yeah. Yeah. He was pissed about it. He's like, he didn't say fuck you, but
he's from.
He was on the radio. Like, screw you. If you think there's a difference between zero and 25. So that's what I'm saying. It's 26 degrees. Jesus Christ. What are they bitching about?
It's 1 degree over that.
Yeah.
What's the wind chill going to be, though?
So what?
Not my problem.
60 mile per hour winds.
I don't know. Probably the same as it'll be here.
Yeah,
and then snow blowing in your face.
Yeah.
Because usually, like, if it's in, like, the 20s or 30s, the snow, you know, actually makes it feel a little bit warmer to me. It seems more insulated. But when the wind's blowing that much, no.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Don't care.
No, it'll be brutal.
All right, so the game. So, with the weather being what it is, I know everybody talks about Miami's record in cold weather and all that, but I think this is cold to a level that
it's
not going to benefit anybody. I don't think the Chiefs are going to benefit from it. I think this is to a level of cold that creates a level playing field where it just sucks. So
we're looking at about 6-6 going to overtime.
Fuck you.
To the, like, 15 minutes of it, too.
Last second field goal. Missed. Double overtime.
Double doink.
Because they will have to go to another overtime if that
happens. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Continues on.
They're going to have to institute the college football thing after the third overtime that you're just going for 2 points. Special rule.
Mm-hmm.
Longest game ever.
Mm. For the second time, it would be the Dolphins,
And the Chiefs. Yeah. And you could say you were there to see
for
it.
For part of it.
Your stub says you were there.
That's funny. That is good.
Yeah. Really kind of wish I had checked the weather before I told my mom, yeah, I'll go.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Your mom is, what, 72?
72 years old.
And she's going. She is gung-ho about this,
she
right?
She is going. She bought a parking pass today because usually they park across Blue Ridge Cutoff. There's like an old bank there that's not open. I know the guy that runs it. Mm-hmm. But she was like, she bought a parking pass so we don't have to walk as far. But no, she's all
for so you can get 20 yards closer.
Yeah, probably.
Worth it. Hashtag worth it.
Worth it.
Wow. That is amazing.
I talked to her the other night, and she's like, this is a challenge. I'm going. I'm like,
awesome.
All right.
I hate to do this to you, but you guys were at the Bengals game, and they won. So
yep. Yeah. You got to continue this.
You got to go. And well, Pittsburgh,
layer up, buddy.
Pittsburgh wins. Chiefs somehow back into another home game. You're going to have to do it again, buddy.
Pittsburgh or Cleveland win. Yeah.
It's very well possible the Chiefs could play at home every time. Every game.
We're all in agreement here.
Until Baltimore does something in playoffs.
We could see the Chiefs playing at home
this is a very interesting... Scott and I talked about this a couple weeks. The script writing for this playoff session is just—it's Emmy winning.
We already know who's going to be in the Super Bowl. The logo has given it away again,
right? But
the 49ers and the Ravens.
You have
you're aware of this conspiracy, right?
No, I guess I
yeah.
Haven't
if you
heard
look
it.
At the right. colors and the logo,
really?
Let me,
no kidding.
Let me help all you right. with this.
We'll keep talking because
the script writers. You have Stafford going back to Detroit.
Yeah.
You have
Tyreek Hill.
You have Tyreek Hill going back to
Kansas City.
Tomlin sneaking back into the playoffs, where that seemed like that was not going to happen. Flacco leading the Browns
into Houston
with a first year. Coach and a rookie quarterback.
Interesting. I have not seen that.
Baker against the Eagles, where a lot of people are high on Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And there is talk that Sirianni is getting fired.
And
guy that was in the Super Bowl last year.
That would make me so happy inside.
Also, the one quarterback who improved this year through the season, Jordan Love, is going to Dallas.
Yes. Yes. Another matchup where you're like, you pause for a moment. Cowboys, you say.
But I would argue Jordan Love's the only quarterback that got better through the year.
After a little bit where he was terrible, but kind of starting with that Chiefs game, he was a much better quarterback the rest of the year.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Through the year, you saw him get better.
Yep.
And he was really the only quarterback that did it. I mean, Lamar stayed Lamar. But,
and Stroud actually stayed Stroud.
Yeah.
He was pretty consistent all year.
Yeah. But I'm talking about getting better, actually.
Yeah.
It was just Jordan Love. He was the only one. All the rest of them got worse or... kind of stayed the same.
Well, then you have those
because, like Herbert, he got worse.
Fucking disrespectful Saints
got hurt.
Got fucking Arthur Smith fired over your disrespectful fake knee bullshit, and you just
I've developed a little bit of a theory observation on that.
That Jameis Winston either scores touchdowns or interceptions, nothing in between.
No, it's the. How little respect does your team have for their coach if they're going to go out there and do that?
Scott?
I got nothing.
It's been brought up.
Yeah.
How little respect do they have for their coach if they will go out and do that? And then, by the way, Falcons fans, any Falcon fan out there is thanking.
Actually, quite grateful that you did it.
Did that because they wanted him fucking gone.
They were okay with it. Don't worry. They don't have any.
So yeah, you're saying they were in on it.
I don't have a whole lot to say.
The only person that hates it is Arthur Smith.
And Allen.
Yeah, and, the coaches have
who
the
you
problem.
Can take or leave anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. Fuck ever.
You're kind of okay.
Maybe Harbaugh going to New Orleans.
Yeah, let's keep talking about things that won't happen.
No, and I don't think he's gone.
Belichick.
Okay. And we said we were going to buy you a lot of weird shit. If he goes to the Saints, we're getting you the hoodie. You're getting the cutoff hoodie.
You're getting the Belichick signature.
You're getting the Belichick signature cutoff hoodie.
I'm glad you guys said this. I'll save me some money because I was going to buy one.
With number 69 on the back and Hobbit.
What the irony of it is the last two games of the season for the Saints. They look like the best team in the NFL for the last 2 weeks.
Of course they did.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get a Raiders fan on the phone and see what they say about him.
Yeah, and then everybody's glowing over fucking Baker. Just, he's run his career, but he fucking won 9-0. Over the Panthers. Are you fucking kidding me?
In a game they had everything to play for.
Yes.
Hey, you know what, though? He made the playoffs.
He did.
You know what the Saints didn't do?
Make the playoffs. Yeah, well, I'm just saying, Baker is not exactly the fucking...
Oh, I'm doing...
Woohoo!
But he may beat the Eagles this weekend.
I like it, our chances.
He had a good season. That team is not... That team is not that great.
Eagles are only 3-point favorites.
I told
on the road. Defending NFC champions, only a 3-point favorite.
What does Vegas know?
Yeah.
Well, I've been wondering that about the Chiefs
spread,
too.
Yeah, that's the spread one. That's like 3, isn't it?
It's 4.5.
It's going up.
Yeah, it's 4.5.
That one, cold weather game.
The way the Chiefs' offense has been and all that, yeah. We haven't really gotten into the actual gameplay yet, but yeah.
Because the Eagles game, it's in Tampa Bay, so...
It's going to be rainy.
Yeah.
Because I was telling you guys, whoever wins the South, whether it would have been the Saints, the Falcons, or Tampa, they got zero chance of going to the Super Bowl.
That is fucking crazy.
Boy, goddamn, if they ain't got at least a fucking 1 week win.
Would anybody be surprised if Philly loses to the Buccaneers and Sirianni gets fired and
there's already talk.
And that's where Bill ends up? He's got a quarterback? Yeah. And a lot of young defensive studs.
Hell, he could almost probably stay in the same house he's in.
Not that long of a drive.
I'm sorry, I missed.
Belichick.
So if the Eagles lose and they fire Sirianni, I could tell you that wouldn't be a good spot for Belichick.
The only way that doesn't happen is if Dallas also loses
because
Jerry will outbid.
Well, and then I don't know that Woody would be willing to give up that much power.
I don't think he.
That's the one. That would be the biggest hang-up.
I don't think he'd hire Belichick.
I just think it's funny though that it's
that quick of a change.
There's already like oh shit, there's dissension in the ranks.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of talk that they won despite him last year, and then
would vindicate us because we all thought that was one of the dumbest hires ever, and then they went to the Super Bowl and we're like, fuck, we're dumb.
And look good.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, we were just a year off, but we called this. See, he does suck. This was a dumb hire.
That would be great karma after him acting like a little bitch when they barely beat us.
It was after that their skid started.
Yeah, they've won two games since then. Fucking turd.
Yeah, this has been one wild football season. And one that I do believe is still going to go down in the books is maybe
there's an gonna anomaly. There's going to be some weird shit.
The playoffs are going to be weird, I think.
I know the NFL wants this, but simultaneously, I don't think they can continue to have this. Where no team is just great. I know we can say Baltimore is, and we can say San Francisco is, but I mean, until they continue forward in the playoffs, I'm hesitant. And this whole season has just been,
A lot of 9-8, a lot of 8-9.
The NFL could do that, and they're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
But you do this for like 5 years in a row, and I don't know how much the fans are going to be thrilled about that.
Well, and that's why I think we're in a little bit of a lull here. Mm-hmm. So
that's why, and that's why I say I'm thinking this is an anomaly.
Well, then we've talked about it on here too that defenses have kind of adjusted.
Well, yeah,
and so the offenses are not scoring like they had been. Well, there will be a correction.
Yeah,
and this is where, to your point with the league. The league will correct it if the teams don't.
Yeah.
And they'll change the rules further to make it easier to score to help that.
Well, the NFL is trained so hard to walk this weird balancing act of we don't want dynasties anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, we kind of do.
But we don't.
But we don't. We just want really, really super good teams. And then a bunch of all right teams, and then a bunch of shitty teams.
You want to talk about how fucking bizarre the timing on this is? Mm. So I just happened to bring up ESPN, and one of their guys predicted every playoff game to get to the Super Bowl. Who do you think he's got in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Since I like
Baltimore,
Tom's
Buffalo,
thing is Baltimore and 49ers. San Francisco.
Chiefs over Dallas, 23-20. Now, that's an opinion. That's just one guy's thought. But it goes back to what we've been saying for weeks. I don't think the Chiefs are going to do this.
Well, it was a good pick because at least both those teams are in the playoffs.
He did that. And yeah, I'm not going to give him credit for that because it was starting with today. This was not a freezing cold take tweet.
He did not pick Jacksonville?
No. Well, a lot of people probably did before the season started. But even like Detroit, I think everybody was really high on Detroit at one point, but Detroit's kind of played like shit.
That team's defense, they can't figure out.
Their reliability.
That's a weird team.
I think there is some truth to what you're saying, because what's funny is like we joke about this. Comic books. Your comic movie is only as good as your villain, right? I think the NFL likes having a villain, or a couple of them. We all hated the Patriots. The NFL loved the Patriots because us hating the Patriots made them money.
Stokes the fire.
They don't want the Chiefs to go away. They want the Chiefs to be an evil empire. You know, they love that either you hate Dallas or you love Dallas. You know. I don't like, you still to this day hate San Francisco. I don't like San Francisco because of what they were, but they've not been that for a while. So there's something to what you're saying that they like having some villains, you know.
But yet they don't. But yet they do. Yes. I mean,
and you never get into it. It's one of those things that they'd never admit it publicly. But it's like, yeah, we know that the Patriots won.
Well, and I guess at this point, don't we already just have built-in villains anyway?
Yeah,
kind of like baseball. I mean, the Yankees haven't won shit in a long time, but everybody still hates them, and it's it's like the Cowboys. Everybody still hates the Cowboys. When was the last time they won shit?
95.
Yeah,
long time ago.
But we all still hate them.
Oh yeah, I still hate them. I hate that whenever every week we do picks. I hate when I got to say they're going to win. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a regular season game in week 6 against the Cardinals, and I don't even like picking them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand them. But there is a theater component to it, you know, where they all joke about the screenwriting and everything, And, well, I'm sure we'll get to it when we talk about predictions, but, you know, Baltimore is sitting out there as the, air quote, best team in the AFC, but there aren't a whole lot of people that would bet their house on that right now. They want to see what that first playoff game looks like. And you know what's weird? I almost think the bye week did them a disservice. Because because they're thinking about all this. You know, I think they would have been better off with the momentum playing rather than sitting.
Because well, that's part of their problem then, too.
So,
yeah.
If you can't potentially get over even a bye week, something beneficial to you, and you still lose, when are you going to get this fucking
crazy over your head? But it's crazy because it was the Patriots back in the day, you hated they got the bye because you had this image of them getting mentally prepared and physically geared up to play, and they were going to be sharp when they came back. Baltimore, at the moment, they can change all of that in an instant. That's the amazing thing about football. They have the opposite, where they come out ill-prepared, and they play literally their worst football of the year in the playoffs.
But I'm spinning this back around, especially on the AFC side. All these quarterbacks that are playing in the AFC, Mahomes is the only one that anybody has any real confidence in outside of Kansas City. I mean, right now, Kansas City.
He's not the one we don't have confidence in. Kansas City
Chiefs fans are like, but I'm just saying the team as a whole.
Right.
So you're going to be down on Mahomes. It just happens.
Yeah. No, I get you.
And tell me what the other cities are thinking. Damn,
oh, I think the Bills fans are
they're nervous.
I think the Bills fans are a nervous wreck.
Son of a because bitch. Because
remember how bad they struggled against Mike White last year in a bad weather game? The Dolphins almost won in Buffalo. That was not Mike Tomlin coached. That was not a Mike Tomlin coached football team.
Nope.
They're on a little...
And Mason Rudolph might actually be better than Skylar Thompson.
Yes. So,
are you trying to be funny?
Maybe a little bit.
You sarcastic bastard.
Tom, sarcastic?
Don't. Fucking Mason Rudolph is...
We got an argument over Mason Rudolph. That guy
he is the second coming.
Of Daniel Jones.
Oh, baby.
Tom, you watch the game. Is Mason Rudolph going to win anything?
No, I believe I sent a text to our group going, so, no, Mason
I need it
Rudolph,
on here.
Huh?
I need it on here.
Oh, okay.
Say it.
Is he going to beat Buffalo? Could that...
Could... Fuck off, you guys!
Where are we going with this?
Mason Rudolph, Steelers, Bills. Is he going to beat Buffalo? Were there 9.5-point underdogs? And
all your all's faces were like...
I mean, I'll tell you what. The Chiefs win Saturday. I will be a huge Mason Rudolph fan on Sunday.
Okay. I'm not saying that, but his last game, though.
Oh, good God.
How many turnovers did Mason Rudolph
have?
He about had two in consecutive plays.
We saw that before. Remember when Trent Green did that?
Yep. But it wasn't on the same play with Rudolph.
It was consecutive plays to the same guy.
But it was they ran the exact same play back to back.
So how many turnovers are we going to predict for the Buffalo-Pittsburgh game?
Oh.
A lot.
Because you're talking about Mason Rudolph.
Because we're talking about two guys that like to turn the ball over anyway. And then the weather's going to be...
How big of a game could... awful? Oh gosh, why am I drawing a blank on his name? The running back.
Najee Harris?
Yeah. How big of a game could Harris have?
Well, the over-under is 33, so...
But 9.5-point spread.
On a game that's 33.
For Buffalo?
Yeah. Buffalo's 9.5-point favorites.
They're not winning by
9.5.
I would, with that spread, I would put my money on. That seems like a trap bet.
I mean.
At most, they win by 7.
With the weather prediction being the way it is, I'm not sure 9 points are getting scored.
That might be the max of the total.
Shit. But, yeah. Interesting stuff. to say the least. I mean, the AFC, look at our quarterbacks. We got a guy that won a Super Bowl 20 years ago.
Who was taken in the same draft as... He was taken in the same draft as the new England coach.
Yeah. There you go.
Other funny thing, as long as he played, Patrick Mahomes has one more playoff start than he does.
Playoff win.
Yeah.
I saw something about Mahomes and how close he is to playoff wins. It was stupid.
So you got a guy that is 41, 42 years old playing against an 18-year-old.
I loved his quote where he said that had he messed up in high school, he could be the father of these people.
Yes. That was funny.
He could be C.J. Stroud's dad.
He could be C.J. Stroud's dad.
42 years old.
Him napping on the sidelines of that game a couple weeks ago was amazing. Yeah.
You know what, though? He's been great for the story of the year, though.
Oh.
It's the most Cleveland thing ever.
You paid a
You
guy.
Overpaid this scumbag, all guaranteed money. He sucks. He's hurt. And you literally grab a 40-year-old off the street and he carries you to the playoffs while the Bengals sit at home.
So the Browns have an interesting situation on their hands.
Right?
I don't know.
That's the other part of this is the Bengals are at home right now. And Joe Flacco is in the playoffs.
Which means Jamar Chase's bitch ass is at home.
Is Watson day-to-day?
He said he's rooting for the Dolphins.
Oh, Watson? He said anybody but Kansas City.
No, he's out for the year.
He is out for the year, so he can't.
Deshaun Watson.
Even if they get to the Super Bowl.
He's done.
He had surgery, so he's done.
Because I was about to say, are they in the Chiefs situation some years ago when they got Gannon? Oh, and I'll bring Gerback back because we're paying him more money. No. So never mind on that. Mahomes versus Tua. Mason Rudolph versus Josh Allen.
Phillip Rivers.
2.0, as you like to point out. Yes. Who's going to win these fucking games, man?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I have a better grasp of the NFC, and I still don't know who's going to win the NFC games.
Well, and it's like when you
start
talking...
But I feel better about them than I do the AFC side.
You start talking about the Chiefs and Dolphins with what the weather's going to be, cold, windy, all that. You know, you think, does that knock down the Dolphins' offense a little bit? But then again, they can just do, like, bubble screens and shit, and Waddle or Tyreek can both
play. Waddle's not playing.
He's not? Has that come out? Last I heard it was...
Is he?
He practiced some.
Oh, then he's probably playing.
He was limited at least one day.
I thought they ruled him pretty much doubtful. But you may be right.
I have not heard. So
yeah, Mahomes has one more playoff win than Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Well, that could change this weekend.
And Flacco and Mahomes have more playoff wins than the rest of the quarterbacks combined.
Yeah, so that's 50-50.
Yeah.
In the AFC or all football?
All the NFL.
Yeah.
Because Josh Allen and Stafford only have four. Goff has three.
Stafford got all of his last year. Yeah. 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Stafford got all four of his in one fucking season.
Yep.
One fucking season.
Goff with three.
Also one season. When they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Purdy, Prescott, and Hurts only have two. Baker and Lamar, one. And then the rest of the guys, zero. Two of them are rookies, though. Yeah. With Stroud and...
Yeah, because if Flacco wasn't in there throwing it off, it would be 11-4.
Well, 11-9.
First-year starter. Yeah, so, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Stroud's the rookie.
Yeah. So, yeah. If that tells you anything, too, of how weird it is.
Yeah.
There's really two guys with a bunch of wins and then everybody else.
Sure.
That's how it's going down. pretty much is.
Yeah. It's insanity.
Yeah. And he's got 40 postseason touchdowns, which is almost double than everybody else.
Who's that, Flacco or Mahomes?
Mahomes
okay. has 40. Flacco only has 26. And then Allen has 19.
Flacco's stats probably aren't going to be that impressive despite the playoff victory.
He won a lot of games managing games. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
The one thing he did do is that last, you know, it's funny. We don't need to go down this rabbit hole, but most of his offensive playoff numbers are that last Super Bowl because he parlayed that into that paycheck that he fucking ripped them off on.
Yeah.
Because that he played the best football of his life in that playoff run and the Super Bowl.
All right. So here's playoff records that Mahomes can reach this season. This is what I was looking for. He needs 426 yards to pass Marino.
Jesus.
All time?
Christ.
Playoff all time.
Yeah. Playoff all time.
Fuck. 6 years?
He's not getting that tomorrow. I feel comfortable.
But
426.
He's in position to do it
this year.
Fuck.
880 yards to pass Elway.
Mm.
Who was in the playoffs every year of his fucking career.
They went to four Super Bowls. So that's a lot of playoffs.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
1,282 to pass Breeze.
Who put up, he was one of the beginners of this passing age of football. I mean, he was kind of that first dude that was 5,000 pretty consistently. Regular season. Shit. He played in a lot of playoff games.
He didn't, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, he actually.
But he threw a shitload of yards every time he was in it.
Wow.
He just needs about 1,300 yards to pass Breeze. Wow. Two touchdown passes to pass Roethlisberger.
Who was in the playoffs every fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
Three touchdowns to pass Breeze.
Shit.
Mm.
Six touchdowns to pass Manning.
Which one?
Peyton.
Wow.
Impressive.
You guys are like shocked right now.
You know what's crazy though? The craziest stat though is you've not named Brady's name yet because Brady was always.
Yeah, because he's. Yeah,
Brady was just
he's
a winner.
Brady
played so long that he's just got the attrition.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because he's. You're like, where the hell? Oh, well, he's got a ways to go because Brady went 3-4 deep every fucking year.
Yeah.
He needs 10 touchdowns to pass Favre.
Wow. He's got as many interceptions as he does touchdowns.
And 11 to pass Montana.
Wow.
That's
crazy. He needs one win to pass Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Jesus.
Like
perhaps that. The most overrated quarterback of all time.
He needs three wins to pass Favre, Staubach, and Roethlisberger.
Mm.
And he needs four wins to pass Manning, Young, Elway, and Bradshaw.
Boy, there's some great company on that list.
Mm.
That one's the one that hit me the most.
Yeah.
That's Hall of Famers.
Bradshaw?
Yeah.
Was the four wins to pass Manning, Young, Elway, and Bradshaw.
Those are some guys that have got the
record. Now, granted, there's more playoff games now.
Right, but still.
You got to win.
You got to win the games that you play.
Four wins.
That's crazy.
He's only been a starter 5 years.
Roethlisberger got to play in a lot of playoff games, and he didn't match those guys you just said.
No. He was Roger. I think Roethlisberger went playoffs every year of his career except the first year, because he took over. I think he took over mid-season.
Says here, with the right postseason run, only Montana and Brady will be better postseason quarterbacks.
Wow. Well, regardless of even what happens, that's pretty fucking elite.
And I still. Give Montana the nod, even over Brady. You want me to formulate a team that has to win the playoffs, and you get to pick a quarterback,
I'd take Montana.
I still pick Montana over Brady.
I'd take Montana
and Brady. Brady is, without question, one of the greatest of all time, but he never lost a Super Bowl, Montana.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
Roethlisberger was 13-10 in his playoff career.
Wow.
23 playoff games.
That's how many playoff games for Mahomes now?
I don't know. He's got 11 wins. I don't know how many.
Well, shit. Games. Well, you can figure it out because he's only lost the one AFC title game. So there's 11-3,
and then the Super Bowl.
Then the Super Bowl.
2-3, and then
the Patriots game.
2 AFC.
Well, you got the Patriots. You got the Bengals, and you got the Buccaneers.
That's it.
So he's 11-3.
He's 11-3 in the playoffs.
So in 13 games. Compared to 23 games, he's
11-3.
Almost done every. Well, he's almost outpaced
Roethlisberger.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
And it's not that Brett Favre stat line where you have 300 touchdowns and 296 interceptions.
It's a 1-to-1 thing.
You know, for every win you get a loss. That's basically what Roethlisberger did. The one Super Bowl run is the only reason why he's not 500 when they beat Arizona.
So on one hand, it kind of puts it in perspective because it's like, wow, we really are witnessing something that has never really happened.
Yeah.
In a short amount of time of 5-6 years, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if he can keep this pace, Brady's records are...
Oh, they're going to be shattered.
Darned well within reach, yes.
Yeah.
If this keeps up.
They're shattered. It's over for that. Those records, if
yeah,
and he, yeah, I mean, some of these guys, he doesn't need a whole lot to do that.
No, you talk about elite company, there's not an outlier of a Flacco's the closest thing to an outlier in any of them. Mm-hmm. The rest of those guys, when you go down the laundry list of the best to ever do it, it's them.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's that. Oh, yeah, list.
when you talk about Super Bowl championship,
Winning quarterbacks.
You're talking about Bradshaw. You're talking about Montana. Yep. You're talking about Brady. You're talking about...
Young. Yep.
Roethlisberger. Yep.
Rodgers, even though... Yeah, he's on there.
Yeah, I mean, he just got the one.
His stats are in there.
Did you guys say
I thought Roethlisberger had...
Yeah, Elway. Elway.
Roethlisberger only got one.
Roethlisberger's got one. He was 1-1 in Super Bowls.
Yeah,
he lost to the Packers, beat Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And probably doesn't beat...
I thought he went to 3.
No. Because okay. Cowher's got one ring and okay. Tomlin's got the other.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
So I would not include Roethlisberger in that conversation.
How dare you?
Fuck off.
Well, shall we do our predictions then?
The problem is he played a lot of games.
That's just what I'm saying. By sheer attrition, he put up a lot of yardage.
Because of the amount of games and stuff.
Whoa, wait a second.
Uh-oh. Hang on.
Scott
Why
might be
right. Why are you pointing at me?
Scott might be, according to... Ben Roethlisberger won 2. It's just saying here.
He beat the Cardinals.
Oh, he beat the Seahawks.
Yeah.
You're right. He beat the Seahawks.
Yep. He was 2-1.
No, that was with Cowher. That was with Cowher.
Shut this off because Tom just said I'm right.
That was Cowher. I forgot about that one.
Yep.
That was
the Cowher one.
That
yep.
was the Cowher one. And then he retired and Tomlin took over.
Yep. Yeah. And then they beat the Cardinals.
Which, yep.
Yep.
All right.
He there does we go. Have two.
He's got two. Minute that's three. Still 23 playoff games, though. That's a lot.
Well, that's why Tomlin's always never finishes below 500. He always gives his guys a chance.
Golly, that's a lot.
Is he second in playoff appearances? Behind Brady. I mean, Brady's number one.
Oh, I would think so.
Roethlisberger number two?
I'll look it up.
Just in appearances.
Playoff games?
Yeah.
I would say Elway's probably up there, though.
Elway didn't play as many.
I know, but...
Yeah, he does. He does have a lot of.
He made it to the AFC Championship games a lot.
There we go. He is Roethlisberger is 4th.
Really? Okay.
Brady, Manning, Favre, Roethlisberger, him and Montana are tied with 23 playoff.
Gotcha.
Appearances. Wow.
Then Rodgers, Young.
So
then Elway with 22.
So Brady has what, 48.
Fuck.
I was off.
Yeah, look at the bar graph here. I know you can't. Yeah. The listeners can, but the 48 is first place. Second place is 27.
Who's got 27?
Manny.
And then Favre.
And how many, you know, the crazy part is they're so intertwined. How many of those did he not get higher because of the guy that's got 48? Yep. I mean, that's just one of those that, I mean, if you're Manning and you look at that.
No question.
You look at Manning and you look at that, or you're a Manning fan, you're like, fuck you, Tom Brady, because how many more would he have?
You said playoff
appearances, games played.
But we said he was 23 and.
No,
he's 13 and 10. He was 13
okay.
and 10.
23 game. Okay.
And then here's Mahomes down the list at 14, but already has 11 wins. So
he's making the most of his appearances.
He only needs to go to 9 more games, and he's with Roethlisberger on appearances.
He could do that in 2 seasons. 3 seasons.
3 seasons.
And then the most quarterback playoff wins. Brady has 35. Then Montana was 16.
That might have been where I got my 30 from.
Yeah. And then Montana was 16. Manning 14. Young 14. Elway 14. Then Bradshaw, Roethlisberger, Favre, Staubach, and Rogers and Morrall. Morrall. Who the fuck is this? Is going to be somebody from the
Bears,
20s or something.
1920s. Yeah.
And then Mahomes, who's tied with Aikman.
He's already tied with Aikman.
Most overrated quarterback in the history of football.
Yes.
Maybe true, but still won.
He did. I ain't taking that away from him, but he is the most overrated quarterback to ever play this
Joe
sport.
Namath is. But
Joe Namath was not surrounded by the talent that
Troy
Aikman
was. The Jets actually won something with him, and it's never happened since. That's almost miracle-level shit.
Oh, neither is Dallas, really, so.
It's true.
Joe Namath was not surrounded by the Hall of Famer that Troy was.
I know what you're saying, because Dallas has a better record, but they still have one shot.
No, that's valid. But, yeah.
Fuck them both.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know what? I think we can all agree on that.
If we can't come to an agreement, I'm fighting on that one.
Nah.
Fuck them both.
Nah. Yes, agreed.
Fuck them both.
All right, picks before I have to go to work.
Cleveland, Houston.
You're going to like this, guys. You too. I think this is a rematch of the Michigan-Washington game.
Oh, the public bathroom bowl, huh?
Mm-hmm. In terms of how to win that game. Cleveland's defense is not a joke.
Nope.
It's one of the best.
If you could confuse, rattle, screw up a rookie quarterback, I think Cleveland wins. And they don't need to score tons of points to do it.
I got Cleveland.
I had Cleveland before your speech also.
Yep.
So did I.
And basically, you should be very afraid. Same thing. I think Roger and I in particular have talked about, I think Stefanski's actually a pretty good head coach, because he scared me when he had Baker.
They just don't make.
Yeah, there's always a mistake or two.
The GMs and the owners don't make the best decisions, but I think overall he's a great. Well, the defense is showing that.
Yep.
He's a good coach. They get the best defense.
He always
in the NFL,
he
and it's by
when
far
he would
the
go
best.
Against.
Close.
Yep.
When he goes against, he doesn't psych himself out.
And that's,
he's not a guy that like does something stupid that he wouldn't normally do.
But that
so.
Sucks for a rookie quarterback.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if they were playing the Bills this weekend, I don't know.
Shoot it out, baby.
I don't know.
Yeah, Cleveland's not going to get involved into
but,
a shootout.
You know, I don't think so. And I think they're going to confuse, frustrate.
Yeah. And I think
Stroud enough.
And when we predicted, I like your analogy. When we predicted the other, they're going to play keep away, which is what I thought Michigan was going to do with Washington.
Right.
Yeah, I know you can score in 2 minutes, but we're going to hang on to it for 6
and still score.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And we're going to get points.
Yep.
Every
which
know.
Is funny because I think that's going to be part of the Chiefs' game plan against Miami. Is say, okay, we're not scoring quick. We'll just hold on to the ball. So
well, we'll wait until we get there.
I think,
but it was tight end.
I think you're going to see a bunch of games that way.
So, yes. Yep. So, Cleveland. All right. Four of us.
Yeah.
All right. Just going down the Miami KC then.
I like KC.
I still like Kansas City. Tua is what? What was it? 1-13?
He is 22-9 in months, not December and January. He is 10-10 in December and January.
And when the temperature is below 46, he's never won. 1-17.
One. Okay.
When we talked
he's never won.
He's never
won. The Dolphins have won.
Yeah. When we talked about the,
and I believe that was against the Chiefs in a playoff game.
You guys railed on me. This was weeks ago.
Was it really? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see that.
When we were discussing who we thought was probably the best quarterback,
mm-hmm.
like in week six, I said Tua. And you guys railed on me about it. I think I'm wrong.
You don't like Tua no more?
No. I mean, it seems like he folds under pressure.
He's a very flashy quarterback.
And by pressure, I don't mean defensive pressure. I just mean in the big moments.
Hence why they only beat one team this year with a winning record.
Mahomes doesn't.
Oh, no, yeah.
Period. So, Chiefs.
When the moment rises, Patrick wins.
Yep. And so, something else that...
After going through his postseason, that's...
you guys might laugh at me, but this bothered me a little bit if I was a Dolphins fan. They interviewed, Miami TV interviewed Tyreek Hill, talking about going to Kansas City. He didn't have anything to say. From a smack talk thing or from, oh, we got this. Or, he runs his mouth. He didn't run his mouth at all.
Which is normally what he does.
If I'm a Miami fan, I'm a little concerned by that. Thinking he's already got a mindset of, it's going to be too goddamn cold. I don't think we're going to win. I
kind of felt the same way. Miami's already taken the L and they haven't shown up.
I kind of think they have.
Yeah. I'm with you.
No, I don't know. Maybe it's just, me being me. But I see.
Well, you're going to be there, so it doesn't matter. We're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think Miami wins by like 21-16 or something, and we settle for too many field goals.
No, I will agree with something you said earlier, Tom. The weather's not going to help either team.
No.
The Chiefs are not going to have an advantage over the Dolphins because it's going to be cold. But I don't know. I just think they're going to get it done.
I do, too.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any stretch. But
4 points sounds like a good number.
Yeah.
I also think the Chiefs are going to lose. And the reason being is I think Andy is going to psych himself out and not do the one thing that I think Miami will do. I think that Miami is going to run that fucking ball because I think they know they need to play what it is. And I think Andy is going to do what Andy tends to do, and he gets cute, and they are not going to... I'd take Pacheco over both running backs Miami has as good as they are, because I like the way he...
No, I think that's... I think you're on crack there.
Yeah, like the way he plays, you're not going to take advantage of him.
No, I don't think we're going to win, but I think you're way off base as to why.
The Chiefs are not going to run the ball Miami is.
I think Miami's better at running the ball because they have two really good backs, and we have a guy who runs hard and then...
So why don't you think they'll run it? Is that what you're saying?
Because Mike McDaniel can't help himself either.
I think
he will. I think they will. I think they will. Yeah, I think they will. I think they're better at it. That's why I think they're going to win.
I think the Chiefs are going to get cute. Miami's not. And it's going to be one of them damn games.
I think Miami's just going
to
be better at it.
We're going to have a chance to win the game, and we won't because we're getting cute.
If the Chiefs' defense chooses to do what they've done for the past 8 weeks now and give up 10 to 14 points in the first quarter.
Yes. Either team gets up by two touchdowns, it's over.
It's fucking over.
The interesting number is 20. The Chiefs are undefeated when they when they score 20 points.
Yep.
But I don't think they can get to 20 points.
Okay.
Okay. Pittsburgh, Buffalo.
Pittsburgh is going to lose that game, but Bills fans are going to have multiple cardiac arrests doing it. I think that is going to be a sloppier game to watch than the Chiefs and the Dolphins, but I think the Bills win.
I think the Bills win.
I think Pittsburgh covers.
Pittsburgh does cover. I think Bills win by seven tops.
I think this game's going to be ugly. Mm-hmm. But Bills win.
I was asking you guys a couple weeks ago if you watched the Appalachian State. I can't remember who they played. That bowl game where it was just a tsunami. And there was like 13 turnovers in that game.
Wasn't that South Florida or something? Because it was in Florida.
Yeah. No, well, it was in Florida, but it wasn't...
South Florida?
No. I don't remember who it was now. There was like 13 turnovers in that fucking game. We might be looking at that here.
The Miami-Buffalo game was hard to watch last year. This is going to be kind of the same thing. What sucks is I think if Mason Rudolph was not as bad as he is, I think Pittsburgh could actually win this game. But Mason Rudolph is just not good.
And he's awful.
Because this game, I think, honestly, if Joe Flacco was the starting quarterback for the Steelers, I think the Steelers would win this game.
I would pick the Steelers.
I would pick the Steelers to win this game with some level of confidence.
So this is why I got so worked up about Pittsburgh, of why I think Tomlin might get fired, because these other coaches are just finding guys off the streets, making it work. Well, and he can't.
And prior to him making the playoffs, I think you had – I didn't think they would, but I would listen to you. They're definitely not now. He's bought himself another year.
Well, he bought himself another year. But if he gets blown out by Buffalo, people might be like –
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Might need a change.
Mason Rudolph, is he going to go into Buffalo and win, Tom?
No.
Your boy?
No.
Okay.
He ain't my boy.
Green Bay, Dallas. Yeah, he's Scott's.
Yeah.
Green Bay.
I got Green Bay, too.
Green Bay, who is?
I'm sorry, Dallas.
I like Green Bay. I do.
7-point favorites, Dallas.
That's too high.
Too high.
Who gives a shit? It's going.
Exactly.
But I say, I think Green Bay by 7.
I think what you have here is a team that feels like they've already won the game, and another team that is so underdog, they're playing so loose.
They don't care.
They're playing with house money, and I think McCarthy makes a mistake in this game that gets him fired.
Mm.
Now, whichever one of you suggested Belichick, I'm not stealing your thunder. I did not think that was going to happen, but I think now that you propose, I don't remember who said that.
Tom. Yeah.
I did think this would be the year McCarthy got himself fired. I did. I think he makes a terrible decision late in this game, and it's one of those where
either that or Dak Prescott's the one that makes the bad decision.
Yeah, but you can't fire Dak Prescott.
No, but. No, you can't. But Dak Prescott has,
which he's shown that for too. So I think this is one of those games where I think Dallas is probably leading most of it, and then they fuck up at a very inopportune time, and then something bad happens.
Him trying
and,
to spike the ball with no time
and
left.
Green Bay wins.
Yeah,
this is that. This, I think Green Bay wins.
Are they going to have They don't have a Zeke to snap the ball this time.
No, they don't.
For a trick play.
So yeah, I think Green Bay.
Okay. Another great storyline, Rams-Detroit. Both facing their former teams.
The most Lions thing ever is going to be Matt Stafford going in there and beating them.
He's
going
to be awfully motivated, I think.
No.
I think Detroit wins.
I think the Rams win.
I'm going to go Rams. I'm on the fence.
I don't like that I'm picking the Rams.
Yeah, me too.
But Detroit is still Detroit.
I can't argue. Rams.
Okay.
And not because I want it, but
I got Detroit.
One more?
Philly, Tampa Bay.
I think Tampa Bay wins.
I think Tampa Bay wins and Sirianni gets canned.
Philly.
I think Philly's going to pull it out because they only beat the Panthers 9-0. As much as Philly has struggled a bit. But then again, oh gosh.
Jalen Hurts is not throwing the ball.
He hasn't thrown a ball since the game. A.J. Green, what was the status with his knee injury?
Yeah, he sat out.
How is that spread? That
let me look. They're only a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, on the road.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm gonna change it. Bucks.
I got Philly still.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go.
All right, well, we're done. So.
All right, tune in next time.
Later.